This fall, the Maryland Humanities Council's Practicing Democracy program, Defying Definitions, used the humanities to spur respectful dialogue about stereotypes and identity. The program was a partnership through the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights and local Southern Maryland community organizations. Former MHC board member Christopher Layton shares his reflections on honoring religious differences and the legacy of religious identity.
The kids and their friends are huddled around the dinner table. They are incredulous. Why would anyone continue to identify himself as religious when so many wars are inflamed by people who insist that God is on their side? Don't I see that religion is a crutch that supports infantile fantasies? Outmoded rituals and silly beliefs, all of it boring, mumbo-jumbo. Why not grow up and give it up? It's difficult to chew and swallow in the midst of an interrogation, but their questions deserve a serious and thoughtful response. Don't you realize that you, indeed our nation, stand on a religious inheritance? Our understandings of human dignity, the concepts of equality and justice, the quest for freedom, our commitment to the downtrodden, all are profoundly shaped by our religious traditions. Pass the potatoes, they command, and while you're at it, hold the mirror up to your religious community. You'll see believers bickering over all manner of issue, damning one another because they dare to disagree. Well, when was the last time that we did the dishes without bickering, I ask? And to be sure, there are arguments. But this is one of the great imperatives of our time. In the realm of religion, and I might add politics, we must learn how to maintain civility in the midst of passionate disagreement. If you walk out on your religious traditions, you hand your family's legacy over to fanatics and demagogues. They aren't impressed, and so I invoke the rabbinic sages. There's a special kind of argument, an argument for the sake of heaven. Instead of a dispute that divides the world into winners and losers, there's such a thing as an argument that expands the vision of both sides of the debate. A sacred argument enables us to discover that our best teachers are often the people with whom we most passionately disagree. Our religious communities are just learning this art. They're still learning how to be hospitable to people who they once regarded as outsiders. If you don't want to take up this challenge and engage your religious communities, who will take responsibility? Enough. They're ready for dessert, leaving me to wonder, is it still possible to have a dispute for the sake of heaven? What will happen and where will we go if we stop arguing with our traditions and if we avoid the ongoing clash of our contested identities? What if we abandon the company of our many and varied ancestors, no longer feeling and no longer responding to the pull of the transcendent? My kids and their friends promise they'll be back next time we fire up the grill. I guess that means my job will be to make sure there is room for everyone.
Christopher Layton is the executive director of the Institute for Christian and Jewish Studies in Baltimore City. Share your perspectives and learn more at defyingdefinitions.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as comparative religion and poetry, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, executive director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.